Okay, today's daf is Brachos Daf Nun Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored by Eric Kolman's Chusa Mazel Tov to Ariella and Yosef Wackholder on the birth of baby girl and Le'ilu Nishmas Eric's mother, Sarah Freda, Basavram Aryeh, whose yard site is Gimel Adar. Today's shiur is also sponsored by Dr. Avishai Newman, Le'zeich Nishmas Chaim Naftali Ben Yaakov Shlomo, and by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. We thank all of the sponsors very much for their sponsorship. So we are holding on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis, and we are at Rav Yehuda Chalash, about seven lines from the... And also by Shaki Klar, the Ilan Nishmas Yanti Bas Avram. Wow, so we thank all of the sponsorships very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding about 7 lines from the bottom of the page, Rav Yehuda Chalash V'Itbach. So we're in the middle of discussing the idea of Birchas HaGomel. So we're going to finish up a little bit about that. And then the Gemara is going to get into three things that are Marich Yamav Shel Adam, and then three things that do the opposite, that are Makatzer Yamav Shel Adam. And then the Gemara is going to talk about Bitzalel and his role in the construction of the Mishkan, which is a great Daf Yomi coincidence for the week of Parshas Truma. And then on Amud Beis, we're going to start talking about dreams and how good people don't see good dreams and bad people don't see bad dreams. And we're going to talk about the process of Hatavas Chalom and how a person can go in front of the Kohanim at the time of Birchas Kohanim and somehow turn his dreams for the good, and how dreams follow their interpretation very often, meaning what they mean is going to depend on how they're interpreted. So a lot about dreams. Let's begin again, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda got sick, and then he got better. All gabei Rav Chanan bar Desav Rabbanan. So Rav Chanan bar Desav and Rabbanan came to visit him. Amrilei Brik Rachmanu Diavuk Me'olam V'lo Yehavuk Le'Afra. They said, "Blessed should be Hashem that He gave you to us and didn't give you to the ground. Well, you didn't die. We didn't have to bury you. You got better." So Amrilei Patarti Nasi Me'lo. He says, "Now I don't have to bench Gomel anymore. You patted me from doing a Birchas Hoda'a." Asks Tosos in Tom of Amrin a Bracha Shein B'Malchus. Hey, the Bracha. But wait a second. Didn't we learn back on Daf Nun that if you have back on Daf Mem rather that if you have a bracha that doesn't have malchus in it, then it's not a bracha? And they didn't say a malchus; they just said Brik Rachmana. They said Shame Rachman is Hashem, but they didn't say a malchus. So Yishlam Rav Yehuda Yomitami de Rav V'Rav Saver Lel Perikets and Mevarchin to Lo Bina Ela Haskaras Hashem. Oh, he was a Talmud of Rav. Rav held you don't need Shame u Malchus; you only need Shame, and therefore he is Mekayim the bracha properly. Back in the Gemara, but wait a second, didn't we learn that to give the proper Hodah, it needs to be in front of 10 people? So there were 10 people there, we just don't mention all of the characters that were around, because they weren't so important to the story. But the Cholah himself never gave the Hodah. No, that's not necessary, because he answered Amen, and it could be that Gadol Hona Amen, Yosem and Amvarich, that's what we learned to Daf Nun Gimel. There are three people that require extra shmira, extra protection. And they are a chola, a chasan, and a kala. B'mafsnisa tana chola chaya chasan v'kala. The Brisa adds to that list a fourth person, a chaya, a woman who has just given birth. V'yesh omrim, a fifth person, af avel. V'yesh omrim, sixth, af talmidei chacham belayla. The talmidei chacham at night also require a little extra shmira. So chasan and kala, pashtus is they require shmira from the moment they're called a chasan and kala. So remember, I asked Rav Shechter on my wedding day, or before my wedding day, when does my shomer have to be there? The night before, the morning of? He said, no, only once you're married. Once you have a chuppah, then you need shmira. So what does that mean, I need shmira? My shomer is supposed to come? He said, no, you and your wife are shomer each other. It just means you shouldn't be alone. So when you go to Davin during the week of Shavuot Brachos, you're a chassan. So don't go to shul alone. Have someone pick you up from the house to bring you to shul. And that's the shmira that you get. That's the shmira that a chassan has. It means that a chassan and a kala should not go anywhere alone. That they should always have shmira during the week of Shavuot Brachos. Then once the week of Shavuot Brachos is over, they're no longer a chasan and kala, meaning we still say mazel tov or whatever, but they're just regular people. I remember after I got married, the week of the day I came back to yeshiva, Rabbi Willick saw me. He said, it's the regular guy, right? It's not a chasan, so that's it. So then you don't require shmir anymore. There are three things that if you spend a lot of time doing them, it's a school of arichus yamim. So someone who davens a long davening, someone someone who spends a lot of time by his table, Va'amarach be'sakise, and someone who spends a long time in the bathroom. So we're going to explain each one of these. Va'amarach be'tfilasim al yusi, first thing the Gemara challenges, is it a good thing to daven long? Va'amarach b'chiyah barabba, amarach b'yochan, kalamarach b'tfilasim ma'ayin ba, sof ba'lidei ke'ev leiv. Didn't we learn that if a person is marach b'tfilaso, and he's ma'ayin in the tefillah, he does iyun tefillah, which means he expects that because he's davening so nicely, that Hashem has to answer all of his tefillos, well, he's going to end up being heartbroken because he's going to be disappointed. His tefillos aren't always answered the way he'd like them to be answered. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Tocheles mumushacha machal alev, that it's going to cause heartbreak. There are three things that will bring up in Shemayim that they're going to think about all of a person's averos and reassess whether the person is deserving of going on living. Veluhein, kir natui, if you go to a dangerous place, such as right where a wall is about to cave in, where it's unstable, ve'iyun tefila, or a person is ma'ayin b'tefila so, umos adin al chaver l'shamayim, or a person who wants someone else to get punished and thinks that in his zuchus, the other guy is going to get punished. But the bottom line is that iyun tefila is one of these things that is that is not only not marich your life, but it causes a reassessment of whether you deserve to go on living when a person does iyun tefila. So says Ma'alo Kasha, had ma'ayin ba, had lo ma'ayin ba. In fact, the Acharim are bothered what the Gemara's Kasha was. It was so obvious what the answer was going to be. To be marach b'tfila, so that's a good thing. To be ma'ayin ba is the problem. To think that you deserve a positive response because, just because you were marach b'tfila, so that's the problem. So what do you do the whole time if you're not being ma'ayin ba? What does it mean to be marach b'tfila? So, the mapish berachami. You should daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachmanos, but have no sense of entitlement whatsoever in one's tefila. When one approaches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you feel like an ani ve'evyon that is not entitled to anything, and that's what you spend your time begging Hashem with such an attitude. Then the second thing we said that that causes arichus yamim va'amarich al shulchana. Why? Dilma asi'ani v'yavle, because a poor person might come and you'll give him. So since you're going to give to the poor, that's going to be the zchus. Tichsiv amzbech eitz sholosh amos kavoa uksiv vaydaber elai ze hashulchan ashalav ne'ashem. The pasuk in Yecheskel describes the mizbech. It starts by referring to it as the mizbech, and then it continues by referring to the very same mizbech as a shulchan. So pasuk b'mizbech v'siyah b'shulchan. What is it? Is it the mizbech or is it a shulchan? Rabbi Yochum Rabbi Lazer damri tavayu kol zman shvisim mishkayim mizbech mechaper al Yisrael va'achshav shulchan ushalad mechaper alav. That so long as we had a base of English, the mizbech is mechaper for person, now shulchan shel adam is mechaper for a person, and therefore this is the idea that a shulchan is like a mizbeach. The shulchan has the ability to be mechaper for a person. This idea is quoted in the Ramah, in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Samuch Zayin. The Ramah says that there are a number of minhagim that we have because mizbeach shel adam is doma, that a shulchan shel adam is doma le mizbeach. Most notably, the minhag to have salt on the table, because there's al kol karbon chatak of melech, you're supposed to have salt in every karbon, so if the shulchan is doma to the mizbeach, so you have to have salt on the mizbeach. It's interesting that when the Ramah quotes this idea, the Bir Agra says Chagiga daf chav zayin, that yeah, we have this idea that a shulchan shel adam is domel lemizbeach from the Gemara Maseches Chagiga, where it mentions this very same idea. So the Aruch Neman, he says, wait a second, the Gra knew all of Shas Bal Peh, right? So why didn't the Gra just quote the Gemara that comes earlier in Shas? Quote the Gemara right here, Brachos daf nun hey. Why does he have to quote from the Gemara in Chagiga? So he suggests that in our sugya, this is brought after Rav Yehuda says marach b'shulchan marach yamim, because of the ani is going to come be mevakesh lechem, and you're going to be able to give him food, and that's the school of arichus yamim, which makes it sound like the shulchan shalom is only mechaper when you're giving tzedakah at your shulchan. But what if there are no guests? What if there are no aniyim? What if you're not giving any tzedakah at your shulchan? So you would think then the shulchan is not domel mizbeach. It's not really mechaper for a person. So says the Gra, Chagiga Chav Zayin doesn't even mention the aniyim, that the shulchan itself is representative of the mizbeach, even when it may not be marach yamim shel adam, but it's a mechaper and it's like a mizbeach, even when there are no aniyim there. So that's the why the Gra refers to that gemara as opposed to this gemara. Then the third thing we mentioned about marach beis hakisei mal yusahu. Wait a second, is it a good thing to spend a lot of time in the bathroom? Vahatanya asar dvar mevina sadam lidei tachtonios. There are 10 things that bring a person lidei tachtonios, that cause a person's stomach problems. Ha'ochel alekanim, someone who eats the branches of kanim of reeds, vali gefanim, and of grapevines, v'lulavi gefanim, and the shoots of the grapevines, umorige behema, and the parts of the animal meat that are not smooth cuts of meat, like tongue, that have a lot of ridges, v'shidro sheldag, the spine of a fish, v'dag maliach shen v'shul kol sarcho, or a salted fish that isn't fully cooked, v'ashosa shimra yayin, or you drink wine sediment from a kanach, v'sid v'charasis, someone who wipes himself after using the bathroom with sid, or with charasis, with pieces of pottery, v'amakanach, mitzror, shakinach, v'chavero, or a person who uses a smooth rock, which was the way what used to be primitive toilet paper, was they used a smooth rock, so but you use one that was already pre-used by somebody else, that could lead to bad stomach aches. And then the last one, that some say, even someone who spends too much time in the bathroom. So don't you see that it's not a good thing to spend too much time in the bathroom? It will cause you stomach problems? Says Malokasha. Hadamarich v'tali, hadamarich v'lotali. No, it doesn't say spends too much time. It says tola asam v'sakise. Tola asam v'sakise means that he sits on his knees for an extended period of time in the Beis HaKise. So that's what's not okay. But to spend a lot of time to make sure that a person is absolutely nucky, that's perfectly good. There was a noblewoman that said to Rabbi Lai that your face is all rosy and looks like you're living a happy life. You look like the people that are Megadil Chazirim, that raise pigs and that lend money with interest. Those are easy jobs and they're lucrative. So it looks like you're living on easy streets. So Amar Lai, he said to her, Himnusa, L'didi Travayu Asirin, trust me, I'm not allowed to do either one of those things, right? Both of those are asr for a Jew to do. Ela esem varba beis hakise ikam yesh b'zayin lebe midrasha. But there are 24 beis hakise between my where I live and the beis medrash. T'chiyazil lebedikna nashay b'kulu. And when I go, I make sure that I don't have to go to the bathroom every single time. I'm driving down the turnpike and I see a rest stop. I check to see if I have to go to the bathroom. So I make sure that I'm never holding it in. And that's why you see that I have this. I think on the daf ches when the gemara says that you should daven le'is mitzo, so matzi isha matzatov. The gemara said that there are a number of things that are worthwhile davening for that you need a response. I think one of them was a Beis HaKise, right? That to have a Beis HaKise close by. So this is not the first time in the Masechta that we're seeing this Indian of looking for a Beis HaKise. The mitzvah in the back of the Gemara says, wait a second, there are only 10 things that cause tachtonios, that cause stomach problems. Nedarim davcha beis, hakoes sholtim bo tachtonios. If a person gets angry, so that causes him stomach problems. So says the mitzvah, and yeah, the Arab Gemara is giving medical advice. Hakoes is something you shouldn't do, even leaving out the medical advice, meaning forgetting that what stomach problems can cause you, it's just bad midos. Don't have bad midos. So we're not listing those things that are bad midos. We're only listing those things in our Gemara that are not fundamentally bad. It's just it's a bad idea because a person is going to suffer because of it. Okay, says the Gemara further. Now, just like we have three things that are marich yamav, we have three things that are mekatzer a person's life. A person they give him a Sefer Torah to read and he doesn't read from it. Koshal bracha levarich ve'elam levarich. They give him a koshal bracha and he's not mevarich. V'amanagatzma b'rabanus. And a person who's managatzma b'rabanus, who acts on his own with a sense of authority over other people. Some of the Rishonim point out managatzma b'rabanus. But if he's appointed to a position of rabanus, so then sometimes he has to stand up and he has to be assertive. That's part of the job, whether he likes it or not. But someone who's managatzma, the tzibur is no interested in him being the one that's acting b'rabanus. And he acts b'rabanus, he acts as if he's an authority over people, so that's Mekatzer Yamav Shel Adam. Sefer Torah Likros Vein Akare, where do we find Sefer Torah to read from, and he doesn't read from it, that's Mekatzer Yamav, Dichsiv, Ki Hu Chayecha Va'orechemecha. The Torah is supposed to be Arichas Yamim, so if your person is given an opportunity to connect to the Sefer Torah, he should not pass up that opportunity. That's what Rav Shachter writes in Nefesh HaRav, that Rav Chaim held, that it wasn't only about getting an aliyah, it wasn't only about being Kore from the Torah, it was about connecting to the Torah in any which way. So that's what Rav Chaim held on, that when someone gave him a Sefer Torah for Akafos, that he wasn't allowed to refuse it, and he wasn't allowed to offer it up to anybody else until they asked for it. So they would give him the first Akafa, because he was the Rav, and then he would have it the whole time, because no one's going to ask Rav Chaim for the Sefer Torah, and he wasn't offering up to anybody, so he ended up stuck with the Sefer, I'm stuck, I guess he was happy, but he ended up with the Sefer Torah for the entire seven Akafos. I don't know how long the Akafos went in Brisk, but that's what he ended up with for the entire Akafos, because to refuse a chance for a Sefer Torah, and it's really inappropriate. A lot of times you have like someone Hotzav Achnasa, and there are two Sefer Torah, so there's an adult who took the second Sefer Torah. Well, he's going to sit there the whole laning holding a Sefer Torah himself. Nah, find an 11-year-old. Let the 11-year-old, he'll be excited about a Torah. No, the adult should be excited about the opportunity to hold the Torah, and you shouldn't just pawn it off on a child. Koshel Bracha Levarach Venu Mavarach. You have a Koshel Bracha, and he refuses a Koshel Bracha. It's also Makatsu Yom. Because right, by being given the koshel bracha, you're being given the opportunity to bench, meaning this was in the days of the Gemara where only one person would bench, and by being given the opportunity to bench, you're the one that gets to say the bracha that the Oreach says, daf mem vav, the bracha that you're supposed to say to be mevarich the Baal HaBayis. So that's what the Achronim point out, that b'zman hazeh, it's not a problem anymore to turn down the opportunity to bench, because everyone can say the bracha of the Baal HaBayis. We're all supposed to say, whenever you're eating at somebody else's house, you should say the bracha of the Baal HaBayis. The Achronim are bothered why it is that it fell out of favor. For some reason, even in a lot of benchers, they don't even include the bracha of the Baal HaBayis, and they assume it's because we've replaced it with a harachaman, who yivarech es Baal HaBayis hazeh, Baal HaBayis hazeh, that they assume that that's what it's been replaced with, but it's really shver, because we're not supposed to replace it with some alternate nusach that doesn't include most of the things that are in the original nusach, so we really are supposed to say the bracha of the Baal HaBayis, but it no longer has to be with the koshel bracha as the one leading the bench, and everyone gets to say it. V'amana gatsma v'rabanus, tamra b'cham v'rachanina, m'vnei meis Yosef kodim la'achiv, m'nei shehina gatsma v'rabanus. And this is why Yosef died before his brothers, because he was mana gatsma v'rabanus. He acted as if he was a somebody before they had recognized the need to view him as a somebody. V'amara v'yudom rav, shloshot shrichim rachamim. There are three that require rachamim. Melech tov, you need a rachamim to have a good king, shana tova, and a good year, v'chalom tov, and good dreams. Melech tov, and that's going to be our Pesach into the whole sugi of dreams. Melech tov d'chsev pal gemayim lev melech b'yad Hashem. That the lev melech is b'yad Hashem. That's what Shachter always says, that once a king or a president is elected, he loses his b'chira chafshis. It's all b'yad Hashem now. All of his major decisions are b'yad Hashem. I remember prior to the last election, everyone was going crazy. Everyone was thinking whichever side you were on, it was going to be a disaster. No matter what, it was going to be a disaster. And what's going to be? So Shachter said, whatever's going to be, the person's going to lose their b'chira chafshis anyway, as soon as they're elected to office. Obviously, you have to vote your conscience, and you have to. But they're going to lose their mechira chafshis anyway, and they'll have to do whatever Hakadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. Shana tova d'chsev, tamei eini Hashem elokecha, ba mereishis hashana ve'adach reshana. And chalom tov d'chsev, and where we find chalom tov, v'tachlimeini v'tachayeini. So you see, is that the girsa? What does it say on the sign? That I can't even find it. Vehechieni, right. So that also is chalom tov, is something that requires rachamim. Am Rav Yochanan, shlosh dvarim makros alei makros baruch hu ba'atzmo. There are three things that Hashem himself announces the edict on. Ve'elu hein rav v'sova uparnas tov. Famine and plenty, and when you're going to have a parnas tov, someone who's going to take care of tzarchei tzibur. Ra'av d'chsev ki kara Hashem l'ra'av. Sova d'chsev v'karasi el adagon v'irbesi oso. It's Hashem himself. Parnas tov d'chsev, what's the gears over there? Daber Hashem el Moshe Leimor re'ei karasi b'shem b'tzalel. Ah, so you have that Hakadosh Baruch Hu saying re'ei karasi b'shem b'tzalel ben Uri ben Chur the Matei Yehuda for the building of the Mishkan. There's our davyomi coincidence for Parshas Truma. Rabbi Yitzchak ein ma'amid in parnas al tzibur elim kainim lachim b'tzibur. You cannot appoint someone as in a position of authority over the tzibur unless you have the tzibur vote on it, unless the tzibur has a say in the matter. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you okay with Bezalel being the guy? What do you mean? If you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. Even so, you have to go tell the Jewish people. He said to the Jewish people, you okay with Bezalel? If Hashem says he's okay, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, say he's okay, who are we to say? Some Rav Shmuel Nachmani, Amram Yerushalmi, Bezalel al Shem Chachmas leNikra. Bezalel is called by his Chachma. B'shash Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Leichem Or LeBezalel Asay LeMishkan Aron VeKelim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go tell Bezalel to make the Mishkan and the Aron and the Kelim. Halach Moshe VaHafach VaAmar La Asay Aron VeKelim VeMishkan. Moshe changed the order and he said Aron Kelim and then Mishkan. Some of Moshe Rabbeinu and Hagish Lo Nodim Bona Bayis VaCharkach Machlus LeTochah Kelim. First you need to build the building and then you put the Kelim in it. VaAta Omer Asay Li Aron v'kelim mishkan, and you're telling me to make the Aron, then the kelim, then the mishkan. Kelim shani yosel heichan achnisam. Where am I supposed to bring the kelim when I finish making them? So Shema kach amar l'cha Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I say mishkan Aron v'kelim. Are you sure? Maybe Hashem said that I should make the mishkan and the Aron, the mishkan first, and then the Aron and the kelim. Amar lo Shema b'tzel kel ha'isav yadata. Wow, you must have been in the shadow of Hashem at that point, and therefore you knew exactly what to say. Now you knew exactly the order that Hashem had commanded it. Tosfos points out from Tomer Hecha Ashkan Shetziva Kadosh Baruch Hu Lasos Mishkan Tchila Harei BeParshas Truma Ksiv Aron Tchila. You very rarely have that kind of Daf Yom Kippur. That's where not only quotes a pasuk in Parsha says the name of the Parsha. Then in Parshas Truma it says the Aron first. So what's it talking about? So the Yeshomim Parshas Kisisa Ksiv Es Olmoid Vesa Aron LeEdus. So that's one thing. The other thing is some of the Achronim point out the Malo Haroim in the back of the Gemara says Sarchin. The Mishkan wasn't erected until all the Kelim were built anyway. So Ma Betzah Shiasa Mishkan Tchila. What did he benefit in the end by making the Mishkan first if the Mishkan wasn't put up yet until all the Kelim were made? So he says V'yashlam Adav V'kelim Ayaosa Kelim Tchila Hayimisakiv Achagmar Kol Kelim Atshiasa Mishkan. If he would have made the Kelim first, he still would have had to keep the Kelim around until he finishes the entire Mishkan. As opposed to now, as soon as he finishes the Kelim, they could just erect the Mishkan. They don't have to wait to build the Mishkan. They could just erect it and then put the Kelim inside. Back in the Gemara, Yodei B'tzal Tzarfosi Yoshenuver Ben Shemayim Baritz. B'tzal knew how to combine the different letters through which creation happened. K'siv Hachem Yemal Yasser Ruach Elikim B'chachma V'sunu V'das. U'k'siv Hasam Hashem B'chachma Yasser Aritz Konin Shemayim B'tvuna U'k'siv V'da'ato Tomos Nivku'u. So the creation of the Mishkan and the creation of Shemayim Baritz involved Tvuna, Das, and Chachma. Chachma, Tvuna, and Das. We see it on a Kodesh Baruch Hu side, and we see that that's what he's supposed to do in building the Mishkan. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yen Kodesh Baruch Hu Nosin Chachma El Mishi Yesh Chachma. Hashem only gives Chachma to someone who already possesses Chachma. Chaim Volozhiner raises the question, how do you get that initial burst of Chachma? If Hashem is only going to give Chachma to someone, so Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. So if a person, Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyiras Shemayim, so Yiras Hashem, that comes from a person internally. And then that's considered to be the Reishis Chachma, that's the starting point of Chachma, and now the person has that starting point of Chachma, now Hashem is going to grant him Chachma. I was talking to a boy recently who was deciding to go, should I go to the yeshiva where there are the bigger masmidim, or should I go to the yeshiva where there are more brilliant people? I said to him that hasmada catches up to brilliance very, very quickly. That brilliance goes away, far before hasmada will. The guys with hasmada, they'll have the chachma much sooner than you think. Shenemar yav chachmasa lechachimin umagdal liyade bina. Shomer Rav Tachlifa bar Marav v'ami kamed Rav Yavo. Amar lei atun mehasmas nisula anan mehachmas nisula. You're learning it from there. We're learning it from here. That the pasuk says, I've given chachma to all chachmei lev, that they already have chachma, and they're the ones that I'm giving chachma to. Amar Rav Chisa, kol chalom v'lo tafas, that all dreams are good dreams except for if a person dreams about a fast. That's the worst thing to see in a dream. So Amar Rav Chisa, chalma de lo mifshar ki gata de lo mikri. If you have a dream that hasn't been interpreted, it's like a letter that hasn't been read, which Rashi means it's lo tov lo rahu. Shekola chalom es holchon achar pisron. It's not good, it's not bad. No, what that dream means is not determined until somebody interprets it. Amar Rav Chisa, lo chalma tov mekayim kulei ve lo chalma bishar mekayim kulei. A good dream will not be fully fulfilled in normal a bad dream. Amar Rav Chisa, chalma bishar adav mechalma tava. In a certain sense, a bad dream is better than a good dream because it will cause a person to do tshuva. So ultimately, it will turn out better for him. When a person has a bad dream, the sadness that brings about will cause, will be enough of a tikkun that it will overcome whatever bad it was. And when a person feels too good about himself after a good dream, that will overpower the positive effect of the good dream. That a good dream, even for me, my happiness afterwards will dull the effect of the actual good dream. That bad dream is more difficult than suffering. Malchus. That's a reference to Chalom Ra. Hanavi Asher Ito Chalom Yisaper Chalom Vasher Dvari Ito Yidaber Divrei Emes Mal Teven Es Abar Neum Hashem. So V'chima Inim Bar V'Teven Eitzel Chalom. Why are we mentioning Teven and Abar tar next to dream. What does that have to do with straw? Ela amr shame shi, just like you can't have a silo that doesn't have some hay, some straw that's not useful, that's a waste product. So too, every dream has certain things in it that are dvarim b'telim, that are worthless. Amr brachah chalom af pishum tzasim miskayim kulo ena miskayim. A dream, even though it's partially mekuyim, all of it is never going to be miskayim. Minalan, how do we know such a thing? Mi Yosef, we learn this from Yosef. Tichsiv vinei Hashemesh v'yareach. Yosef had this imagery in his dream of the Shemesh and Yareach. V'yishaita imei lohavis. And at that time, his mother was no longer around. So you see that that it's mitzaso ena miskayim. So the Re'im Horovitz in the back of the Gemara says, wait a second, Rabbi Levi, who is the Rebbe of Rabbi Brechia, says in Bereishis Rabbah that it's a reference to Bilha, and she was alive at the time. So how can you say that it's Mitzasa in a Miskayim? So he says, no, it was still not Miskayim, because Bilha died before Yeridus in the Mitzrayim. Bilha, it didn't work out, meaning at the time that he dreamt it, it wasn't as ridiculous as it sounded, because although his mother was dead, Bilha was still alive, but it still didn't play out, so it was still some nonsense in the dream. I'm Rabbi Levi, the only Yitzhapad in the Chalom Tov Ad Chaf Beishana. A person could still hope that a good dream will turn out for the better until 22 years later. Mi Nalan, mi Yosef. Tuxiv Eile told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvaas Rei Shana. Uxiv Yosef ben Shloshim Shana, ba'amdol fnei Paro. So when Yosef had his dreams, he was 17. By the time he was born in front of Paro, he was 30. So min Shvaas Rei Atlasin, kamavi Tlas Rei. So 17 to 30, that's 13 years. Vishav Desava, betarti Dekafna. Then you had 7 years of plenty, plus 2 years of famine. So 13 plus 9, hachaf beis. It's 22 years later when the dreams were finally mukuyim, when everyone came and bowed to him. Amar Rav Huna, la adam tov ein marin lo chalom tov. A good person doesn't see a good dream. La adam ra ein marin lo chalom ra. And a bad person doesn't see a bad dream. Tani nam yachi, kol shosu shal David lo ra a chalom tov. Throughout all of David's life, he never saw a chalom tov. Kol shosu shal achitofel lo ra a chalom ra. In all of achitofel's life, he never saw a bad dream. Vaksiv lo su'un eilech ra. Amar Rav Chisam Rav Yim bar Abba, shalo yafilucha lo chalom osram lo irurim ra. But don't you see that we learned that a person should not be frightened by Chalom Osraim? Meaning we daven for that we shouldn't have Chalom Osraim. So how can you say that a bad person never sees a bad dream and a good person never sees a good dream? We see apparently that you have to daven not to have Chalom Osraim. And parenthetically, we just happened to mention the other half of the pasuk of Negel Yikra Ba'alecha means that a person should daven that he shouldn't come back and find his wife to be a suffik nida when he comes back from a trip. The Mishnah Masechet Nida says that if a person comes back from a trip and he did the cheshbon, his wife has a vesas kavua, and he did the cheshbon that by this time she could have become tahora already, so then he's allowed to be mishamish with her without even asking her if she's tahora. He can assume that she's tahora. That's if she has a ves kavua and he knows exactly what her schedule is and everything. And that's a raya to tevila bizman mitzvah, that she must have gone to the mikvah on time because tevila bizman mitzvah. But what if she's a suffik Nida? He's not gonna know whether she's a Nida or not. So Rashi Masechta Sanhedrin writes, that's the worst, even worse than a Vaday Nida. Because a Vaday Nida, he'll know that he has to stay away from Safek Nida, he'll start rationalizing. Oh, maybe she's not a Nida, maybe it's really okay. So that's the worst. So but bottom line is we're talking about the dreams over here. Eliyu lo chazilei. He's not gonna see such a dream, but achrini chazilei. Others will see a dream about him. V'chi lo chazilei ma'al yusahu. Is that a good thing if he does not see the dreams? V'am Rabbi Zira kalalan shaviyam below chalom nikara. It's bad if a person doesn't dream for 7 days. Shenemar v'sava bal yalin bal yifkad ra al tikrisava ela sheva. That if a person goes 7 days without a dream, it's ra ela hachikamer the chazav lo yada my chaza. No, he sees, but he doesn't know exactly what he saw. He doesn't remember his dream clearly. Amar Rav Huna Barami Amar Rav Pidasam Rav Yochanan ra chalom benafsha aguma yelich v'yiftaren b'fnei shlosha. If a person sees a dream and it's affecting him, he's saddened by it, he should go and have it interpreted in front of three people. Yiftarenu v'amar Rav Chisda chalom dlo mifsha. Maybe you're better off not interpreting. Didn't we just say in Amud Aleph that if a dream remains uninterpreted, so it's not going to be tov, it's not going to be ra, it could just be ignored. So isn't that better? Not to have three people actually interpret it, but have them do what's called a hatavas chalom, meaning they should declare it to be good. He should go to three people and he should say, I saw a good dream. And he should call it a good dream, right off the bat. And they should say to him, yes, it was good and it should be good, and Hashem should count it as a good dream. Sheva zimni and zimnin, and they should do that 7 times. So what does that mean? Sheva zimnin. So Tosa says, ligzru alach rather. Sheva zimnin ligzru alach min shemaya to la havi tava. So says Tosa, kachu alach, sheva zimna ligzra alach, meaning that's part of the phrase that they say, that sheva zimna ligzra alach, that it should be decreed upon you seven times. But if yesh mefarish, the sheva zimna tzarech lomar, chal matava chazai, v'chein lanos akrav, that no, they're supposed to say that passage of chal matava chazai seven times. That's what's supposed to happen seven times. So anyway, so sheva zimna ligzra alach min shamayid la havitava, v'yavitava, and therefore it will be a chalom tov. V'leim u'sholosh hafuchos, and they should also say three times psukim that relate to flipping something around, v'shalosh peduyos, and three psukim that relate to pidyon, v'shalosh shlomos, and three psukim that relate to shalom. Shalosh hafuchos, what are the three psukim that relate to flipping something around? Hafachtim, espedin l'machal, li petak sakvet hazreini, simcha. And the second pasuk is as tismach musulu b'machal, v'achurum, as kenim yachtav, v'afachti avlam l'sasam, and then third pasuk, v'lo v'ashem elokech, l'shmo bilam, v'yafoch. The pasuk continues, v'yafoch ha'shem elokech, z'aklala, Levracha, ki ahevcha Hashem elokecha. Hashem loves you, so he turns the klala into bracha. So we say, whatever you think the dream was, it should turn for the good. And then shalosh pidyos, three things about pidyon. Dechsev, padu b'shalom nafshi mikravli. And the second pasuk, ufduye Hashem yishuvun. And third pasuk, vayomra amel shol, hayonasan yamus, asher osa hayyeshua. And the pasuk goes on, hagadol azos v'yisrael. Could Yonasan die? He did this great Yeshua just because he had a little honey from the tree. Chalil, chay Hashem imipol misar. A hair from his head shouldn't go to the ground. So through the people davening for Yonason and telling Shaul that it can't be that you're going to let, just because he made a decree that people should fast, and Yonason was unaware, he was on a scouting mission, and he took a little something to eat, so it can't be. So the people managed to be pulled to Yonason from what otherwise would have been a terrible decree. Shalom Shlomos, and three psukim of Shlomos, Dechsev, Bari Nifsosayim, Shalom Shalom, Larachol Kalakar, second pasuk, Ruach Lav Shah Es Amasai, and where does it say Shalom? The pasuk goes on, Rosh Hashalishim Lecha David V'imcha Ben Yishai, Shalom, Shalom Lecha V'Shalom Lozrecha, the pasuk continues. So, and then the third pasuk that mentions Shalom, V'amartim Kol Lechai, V'ata Shalom Uveischa Shalom. So you mentioned three things related to Shalom. Amem Razuch of Ravashi, Havias V'adei Adadi, Amri Kol Chad V'chad Minam, Lem Milsa Dol Shmi Alei Lechavrei. So three rabbanim that were sitting together, and they said, let's each of us say a chiddush that the other one doesn't know. We'll be able to share Torah in that way. So pasuk had minay va'amar. So one of them started the conversation and he said, "Hi, man, the chazachal mavlei adamai chaz. If a person has a dream and he doesn't know exactly what it was about, lekim kamikani bidin the parsi adayu. Let him go in front of the kohanim at the time that they're doing the duchening. V'le mahachin. Let him say the following: Ribono shalom ani shalach v'chalom osai shalach chalom chalanti v'ni adayam mahu. I had a dream. I don't know what it was about. Ben shachalanti ani la'atzmi. Ben shachalmuli chaverei. Maybe other people dreamed about me. Ben shachalanti alchem ra. Maybe I dreamed about other people. Im tovim heim chaskem yam." If they're good, then strengthen them. And just like you switch the klal of Bilam Arasha to a bracha, you should turn my dream into something that's good. And you should finish together with the Kohanim when they're finishing the bracha, so that when the tzibur answers amen to the bracha of the Kohanim, they're also answering amen to this tefillah. So you finish it at exactly the same time. So that's why the Quran, singing the niggin, gives you enough time to say this tefillah, and then the amen goes on everything. It's interesting, the Rambam doesn't quote this whole passage, that a person says such a thing at a time of chalom. He doesn't quote a tavas chalom. The Maraschius raises the question, why in the world does the Rambam not quote it? It's enough in the Gemara. Not sure. V'ilol, and if a person is not mesayim the bakasha together with the Kohanim, but he says it before the Kohanim finish the bracha, le mahafi. If you have a little more time, say, adi b'marim shachim b'gvurata shalom. Meaning add some more tefillos that you can get in the nice amen for the tzibur for some other nice tefillos if you have time. Then the other one said a second chiddush. A person goes to a city of and he's afraid of ayin hara. He should take his right thumb, left. He should take his right thumb in his left hand. And his left thumb in his right hand. And he should say ana ploni bar ploni mizar diyosef kasina. I come from the descendants of Yosef. And apparently we're allowed to say that, meaning everyone, no matter what shevet we come from, we're allowed to call ourselves descendants of Yosef, because in a certain sense, Yosef is one of the avos, even though he's not really, but in a certain sense, he's an av, because he's the only one who, other than Avram Yitzchak, he was the only one who's not an av, the only one of the shvatim, who had children who were shvatim. So he is one of the avos. So l'shal debei in Abisha, and Yosef has this thing that ayin hara does not affect him. Shnemar, ben paras Yosef, ben paras Ali Ayin. Now al tikrei ale ayin ela ole ayin, that is above the ayin. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina Amar Mehacha v'yidgul rov bekerav haaretz. How do I know Yosef is beyond ayin hara? Because it says v'yidgul rov bekerav haaretz. And matak m'shabi yamayim mechasim alei mein ayin hara shalatas behem avzor she Yosef ayin ra shalatas behem. Just like a fish is not subject to ayin hara, so too the zera of Yosef is not subject to ayin hara. Rav Kahn told us once that Rav Yerucham Gorelick said that it was because when you see fish in the water, the way the light refracts off the water, you're not seeing the fish exactly where they are. They're really a little bit, so you're never able to look directly at the fish. So there is no ayin hara because no one is ever actually looking directly at the fish. They're a little bit off from where you are. Okay. And if he's still afraid of his own ayin hara, that he's going to hurt other people, so you should look down the left side of his nose. Pasach idach va'amar, then the third one said his chiddush, hayman dechalish, if a person is sick, yom kamalo legali, the first day, don't tell anyone. Kiyechid l'litra mazale, so that it shouldn't be a bad mazal. Mikan ve'elech legali, but after that, start telling people, kiyad the rava, kiyad the chalish, because when rava got sick, yom kamalo legali, the first day, he didn't tell anybody about it. Mikan ve'elech, hamalei l'shamei, pukach riz. And then afterwards, he told his shamish, go tell everyone that I'm sick. Rava chalish, go tell everyone rava sick. Uman derachim li, li'vay le'rachmi. And this way, he can only win, because those people who like me will daven for me. Uman desani li, lefti li. And those people who hate me will say, good, serves him right. And they'll rejoice in my illness. And that's good, because uksiv, bin falayivcha, al tismach, ubekishla, al yagalibecha, penir Hashem verabeinav, veheshim me'alavapo. That it's going to be a schooler that Hashem will take his anger away from me, because it's so inappropriate for people to rejoice in my suffering. So good, so let my enemies rejoice in my suffering. And ultimately, that would be good for me. The Maril in the Tshuva writes, therefore, if you have someone who hates you, and they are sick, or they are a sitting shiva, you should go be menachim them, because it will only be good for them when they think that you're exulting in their sorrow, because that ultimately that's going to take away the anger of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramah in Yeridea says, as far as Bikur Cholim and Nichum Avelim, that it's usur for a sone to be mevaker. What, are you going to taunt them? That you're going to go to your enemy, someone who can't stand you? They're going to feel the whole time that you're rejoicing in their suffering. So that's a kasha. Why the Maril has a raya from the Gemara over here? Where's the Ramah's raya? The Ramah doesn't seem to have a raya from a Gemara. Pashtus is hakolafiyah inyan. You have to really assess what the situation is, whether it's going to lead to more shalom or it's going to lead to less shalom. It could be that it's wrong for you to go because it's taunting them, but it may be better for them in the end, because if you're doing the wrong thing, it's going to be heishav me'alav apo. Shmuel kiyav achazi chalma bisha. When Shmuel would see a bad dream, amar v'chalomos hashavi daveru. He would say, dreams are nonsense. Kiyav achazi chalma tavu. When he saw a good dream, amar v'chichalomos hashavi daveru. He would say, he would read it with a question mark. Are dreams nonsense? V'aksiv v'chalom adaber bo. Rava rami k'siv v'chalom adaber bo. Pasuk says on the one hand that Hashem speaks to us through dreams, u'k'siv v'chalomos hashavi daveru. But the pasuk also says chalomos are nonsense. Lo kasha. Kan al yidei malach, kan al yidei shed. V'chalomos adaber, that's when it comes through a malach. That v'chalomos shavi daveru, that's when it's al yidei shed. Amar Rabbi Bizna bar Zivda, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Panda, Amar Rabbi Nochum, Amar Rabbi Virus, Mishum Zakin Echad, Umanu Rabbi Benoa, Esim Arba Posei Chalomos Hayu Yerushalayim. There are 24 dream interpreters in Yerushalayim. Pam Achas Chalamti Chalom. One time, I had a dream, V'alachti Yetzel Kulam, and I went to every single one of them. U'mashe Pasol Yize, Lo Pasol Yize. And there, no two of them agreed on the interpretation of the dream. V'kulam Niskayim Abi. But all 24 interpretations came true. L'kayim Yashinemar, Kala Chalomos Olchum Achar Peh. That all dreams follow just whatever the interpretation is. Atu Kala Chalomos Achar Peh, Krahu. What do you mean? That's a fulfillment of the pasuk that all dreams follow the peh. It doesn't say that in any pasuk in Chavtal Sifrei Tanach. In says more short does. Rabbi Blazer, Damer Rabbi Blazer, Minayin Shekal Chalomos Halchan Achar Peh. Where do we find the Kala Chalomos Halchan Achar Peh? That it all depends on the interpretation. Shenemar, because when the Sarah Mashkim tells Pyro about the interpretation that Yosef had for his dream and for the Chalom of the Sarah Ofim, it says Vayihi Kasher Pasar Lanu Kein Haya, that the Pisron of Yosef that he was posting the dreams it came about just as he had interpreted it. So you see that it came about because he interpreted it that way. But that's only if the interpretation has some resemblance to the dream. There's some way you could explain what the connection is between the interpretation of the dream. It made sense to them when they heard the interpretation. And then the pasuk says that the Sarah Ofim saw Kitov Pasar for the Sarah Mashkin. Says Mar Minayada, how did the Sarah Ofim know that Yosef's interpretation was good for the Sarah Mashkin? What does he know if it was the right interpretation or not? So Amar Blazer, Mlamich Kalecha Vechleru Chalomo Upisron Chalom Shal Chaveru. Because each one of them not only saw their own dream, they also saw the interpretation of the friend's dream. So he knew that that was the correct interpretation since he saw that himself. Amar Rabbi Shachman Hishkim Benafel Apostle Tokpiv Harezin Nefu Ketana. If a person wakes up and all of a sudden there's a pasuk that he just blurts out that's in his mouth, he finds a pasuk on his lips, so that's a Nefu Ketana. If a person wakes up that way, one of my Talmidim once asked me, he woke up, he was having a dream, and he woke up right in the middle of a bracha, and he was actually saying the words out loud. He was talking in his sleep, he said, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu. What should he do? And then he woke up and he regained consciousness. Okay, so maybe he had a nevuah katan or something. There are three dreams that are miskayim, and they are chalom shel shachris, chalom that a person has in the very early morning hours or the very late night hours. The chalom shel chalom lo chavero, a chalom that someone else dreamed for him. A chalom shel niftar b'tol chalom, and a dream that was interpreted in inside of another dream. The yesh omer af chalom shel nishna, also a dream that's been repeated. Shnemar balishanos hachalom. Yosef says to Paro, because your dream happened multiple times, that's why Mimar Hashem Lasoso, you know that it's for sure going to happen and happen soon. A person only sees in his dreams things he thinks about during the day. And that's why many of the poskim say nowadays, don't worry about dreams. We live in a scary world. Every time you look at the news, there's terrible things happening, and there are diseases, and there's war. And so of course you're going to dream scary things. That's all we see all day. The Urhurim that you are a Mahara during the day, Hashem lets you know about them in your dreams. The raya that you only dream about things you think about is no one ever had a dream of lo dikla de dava, a dekel that's made out of gold, a palm tree made out of gold, v'lo pila da'il b'kufa d'machta, nor did you ever dream about an elephant going through a pinhole at the end of a needle, because no one ever thinks about those things, and therefore, until now, and then no one ever thinks about those things, and therefore you're never going to dream them. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Nun Vav Amir Aleph.